When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 5:45. My name's John. That's Brady. He's a friend. Long time friend. Brad's been around for a while, too. He's here. I'm going to do it like Romper Room from now on. Where's Toledo? There's Richard. Hi, Richard. He's here as well.
This is
the Morning
Mr.
Sickness.
Tree.
Yeah. Do you remember that in Romper Room? You waited for your name. I'm John. I was on the show every day. She'd bring out that big bubble at the end. Let's take a look at who's out in the TV land. Hi, John. I'm like, nah. Every day she sees me. Not realizing I'm an idiot. Right before we went on the air. Damn it. I'm going to be singing it all day. We were talking about Brady's 80s weekend is coming up. Is it Memorial Day?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, Louise. And then the phrase that scares everybody around here, mainly Paul, me too, to a certain degree, Brady himself and Larry was, hey, Brady, that Brady's 80s weekend's coming up here in a few weeks. Going to need you to read a lot of stuff.
Oh, God.
And you could feel the room go, ugh. It was like saying, I need you to start some fires.
Did Paul start throwing stuff in his studio?
I got to sit and listen to Brady read promos because none of it's going to be live. You're not coming down for that.
No.
It's all taped.
Oh. Well,
no,
I might.
Come on, no.
I might, John.
You're absolutely incorrect. Don't lie to the people. Don't you dare lie to these people. They've been nice.
I don't know. When I start partying.
Right. When you get your 80s weekend going. But here's the fun part about Brady's 80s weekend. I guarantee you this. Brady ain't hearing a word of it. You're going to be out doing other stuff. It's a weekend. You're going to be doing your thing. But it is going to be a fun thing. So Brady's going to do that. But we started to talk, and Brett and I have seen the list. And we made the comments. I don't know how I got onto this. We made it because we were just playing the Scorpions, doing the dominoes.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, because Brett usually does something on the computer to time it out to get it to 5:45 a.m. And I said, oh, you had to go to the Scorpions today, huh? And he goes, no, it's already in there. I'm like, yeah, sometimes we've got to appease the dirtheads. We assume that dirtheads wake up the second Cinderella, Bang Tango, you know, something like that. They're from a deep sleep, if it plays anywhere in the ether, if it's on any station at all. They have dirthead magnetic radio waves that wakes them to tell them, find it. It's been a while since you've been able to rage to this in your car.
They got the moth antennae.
There's a disturbance in the horse.
There's a disturbance in the boneyard.
It happens.
So, yeah, Ozzy's boneyard comes to life on terrestrial radio, and I think they just wake up because it's in the air. So we were talking about that, and we talked about 80s Brady's 80s weekend, which is coming up here Memorial Day, and Brett and I both have seen the list of songs added, and Brett said, wow, some of the songs. Yeah, I gotcha. Adjusting windows. Some of the songs, we were like, wait a minute. Really? And what was your shocker?
REO Speedwagon.
Speedwagon's on
the Speedwagon was on there. Yeah, that was like, sweet.
Really?
Yeah,
that's Brady's 80s weekend, if you've ever heard Brady's 80s weekend.
There was a couple gems on there, I'm not going to lie. Oh. But there was a couple that I opened my eyes like, all right.
I will gladly.
That is an eye-opener for sure, REO.
Yeah. REO's an odd one.
Yeah.
Although.
It's a huge song back in the 80s.
Song. Massive. Huge, yeah. And this station's been around since 79, so celebrating the 80s. Right. We're not just celebrating bits
keep
of it.
Keep a pushing. What was the song? You know?
Keep on rolling, right?
Yeah. Keep on rolling. Rolling. Keep on rolling.
Was it that one or was it?
Riding the Storm Out?
Oh, no, it wasn't that one. It wasn't that one. It was either that one. I don't think it was I Can't Stop Loving You. I hope not.
Ooh.
No way.
I'm out.
I had the list
KSL
yesterday.
KSL. Hello. I'm here.
Do I have the list?
You still have it?
I'm going to look. I don't think I do.
Yeah. So I said my shocker was Bryan Adams was on there. And then I don't go deep with the Bryan Adams. I know Run to You and Summer of 69. Like those songs they're just great classic pop rock songs. I just think they're phenomenal. But I don't know much of Bryan Adams outside of that. I'm sure there's a few you'd pop off.
Cuts like a Knife.
Cuts like a Knife. You know. And not bad. Yeah. Not a bad one. But I don't think I owned Bryan Adams' work. I just liked what he churned out and what was delivered to me through the radio. And then, Brady, you had a girl you said that was a little loony.
Really passionate about it. But I put Bryan Adams in a similar category as – old-time rock and roll, Bob Seger.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple of songs, but then
yeah, I'm with you on that.
My tolerance doesn't go too...
I'm with you. I'm not going to go too crazy with... But you had an interesting thing.
But I respect him as an artist and...
Because a girl ruined it for you. Yeah, she went way crazy bonkers. About Bryan Adams. Yep. But then you mentioned why, which was her... Three Musketeers and her Robin Hood Men in Tights. Was that the one it was? Which Robin Hood?
Prince of Thieves.
Prince of Thieves. Yeah.
I only know that because I had to look it up. It's not like that's on the top of my list.
You actually you broke open your vest and it was the shirt you had underneath.
My Bryan Adams tour shirt from 89.
Of the Robin Hood Thieves tour. And I told the story, and I now feel guilty about it, but now I can't. Do you have the song handy?
Hang on.
By the way, I am along the lines on this whole thing. I got a denim vest, and I've had the toughest time finding some Yacht Rock patches.
Oh, we got it. I got my boy who painted Barry Wood is more than willing to put that together for you. We'll get that. But it's going to be through paint, but it's going to be nice, and he's good.
Anyways, Bryan Adams in the running.
We've got to put Bryan on the
commercials. Commercials.
Okay. So because I think Bryan Adams went down the road of Aerosmith. Aerosmith was a classic band, much better than Bryan Adams. And then once they got into, movie songs?
Soundtracks.
They wrote and performed two of the dumbest songs I've ever heard. The Armageddon one was just dreadful. And that, and I never thought Crying was a good song. I hated that one. But they started to get into that Carol Bayer Sager, Burt Bacharach writing music for them, and Diane Warren. And they're singing these songs. You're like, this isn't Aerosmith.
And which probably ended up being one of their bigger hits,
huge,
right?
Because it was main. But so then.
Played at every wedding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I have that same feeling for Bryan Adams. I think Cuts Like a Knife, Summer 6, those are cool songs. Great. If you're in a bar and somebody breaks it, this is my first real six string. Yeah. Everybody sings.
Yep.
It's just one of those American hit songs. But then he did that song for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. And it's ruined for me. Much like you for a girl, because my first kind of real girlfriend, adult girlfriend, I'll say.
Right.
Adult girlfriend. And I broke up, and then a couple of years passed, and I had started to kind of show interest in someone else, and she pops back up in my world, right? And so you're starting to think, I like this new girl a lot, but this one, I know.
Old Faithful.
Touches the buttons.
Old Faithful.
She's the first person to ever lick my bottom.
Nice.
So bottom lickers always get a second shot, right?
Absolutely.
You get a bottom licker, you're like, you got to go back to that, see what else she knows, because it's been 2 years, she might have learned something new. So she'd been to the circus. I hadn't talked. So we have a night together and start, ramming it out, old school, trying to, licking bottoms.
To the base.
We're licking bottoms. We're throwing Shazams. We're doing everything we can. And it just wasn't the same, but it was nice, and I did like her.
It's never the same.
It felt bigger.
Yep.
I gotta say, she was with some hog in between. Like I've always said, I'm like a Native American penis. It's not going to do any damage to the landscape.
It was too old.
Yeah,
was she sticking on the Wu-Tang Clan?
Look, I'll tell you this: the guy after me was not Native American. He was most certainly an American who's littering and ruining the landscape. I left it as I found it. I used the resources it provided, and I left it exactly as I found it. Nobody would know I was ever there. Like a good Native American, like a good person, I damaged nothing. I left footprints. I took memories. That's it. But this guy just battered it around. There was graffiti on it. It was a mess.
Long-haired Italian in a canoe.
Maybe. Was that what you call Indians? That's rude.
That was the guy in the commercial.
That's right. We put
Italian.
Him on our apology list, Ironized Cody, or whatever. Anyway, so she writes me this long letter after we have our night together. And it's a nice long letter. She's written this thing, and I'm like, I'm in the mix of this, kind of starting this new thing. It's not started yet. But we're definitely vibing, and I got Old Faithful back here. This 10-page letter shows up, and it is heartfelt. Like the biggest mistake I ever made was 2 years ago leaving you and being, the grass was greener on something, like all these decisions she made, that her life was a mess, and we were so perfect, and I'm like, I'm starting to see this. Oh, and inside there, because it was 1997 or so, were Polaroid pictures of her boobs. So that also fell out when I opened the thing. Like, why Polaroids? I don't know. She could have gone to the drugstore and done the actual prints on a nice camera, but she did Polaroids. It was very James Gummish, But she had nice cans. So she sends me these. And then somewhere in the middle of the letter, writes all the lyrics. And so I'm in the middle of like, John, I think you are the most amazing person I've ever known. You're beautiful. And then what's the first line of this? You gotta go back to the first line is like going to throw you. If you're right, if you're reading a letter that says, I think you're amazing, I love how we feel together.
Look into my heart.
What?
You will see.
And it's written differently. I'm like, what's this? I didn't say, here are the lyrics to a song. It just was in the middle of the letter. And you're like, such a heart.
Such a soul.
Then you start singing it. And then I was like, she's insane, man.
Number one this week.
You can't.
Yeah.
And I tell you, dear Casey, when I left you, I was very confused. Times weren't the same. I love the way you used to munch my box.
That was actually in there. That was one of the first lines.
Nice.
Nobody's
Open
ever
strong.
Nobody's
remix.
Ever munched a box quite like you. You do it like a starving African. And after last night, you know, I've been with an African.
So I'm reading this thing, and I'm like, oh, this is the Bryan Adams song. So you start singing it while you're reading this thing. It's like an 8-minute song, too. It's like forever. There's a lot of words in this. And she didn't, like, just put in parentheses chorus. She rewrote it.
Oh, jeez.
There were, like, 4 more pages after the song.
I wonder if I would have picked it up just on the lyrics. I don't think so.
It takes a second. But when you get to the everything I do it yeah, for you. You're like, oh. And then you go, and then you go back. You go back and go, look into my, oh, she's written the whole song down.
And then, but right when you got to the chorus, that's when, cuckoo, cuckoo,
go, this part. Don't tell me it's not worth dying for, was when I'm like, whoa, hey, let's not go crazy. I like when you lick my butt. And evidently, I'm a box munching champ. But I don't want to die about this. I got backup over here. This chick over here likes me a lot, and she seems normal.
Stay with now, a couple more lines along that.
The chick that I was getting together with, now in hindsight, listening to this, I should have gone back to Jackie. Because that ended up being my first failed marriage.
Oh.
So that was...
Yeah, but
yeah.
She came in stronger with the cars. She,
she did. Yeah. She did shake it up. She wrote the lyrics to Shake It Up and said, John, I think maybe you should give this a try. And then Shake It Up came on. Date a lot of weird. That's a lot of weird girls. But yeah, the butt licker.
The love jukebox.
Yeah, I don't know.
Imagine
what that was.
How many people got letters with this? I mean, that was
this. I don't even know if this song was popular in 1997.
I'm not talking
I think
about
it was
that.
Like 8 years old.
I know. I'm not talking about that particular song, but how many? I've heard a lot of letters throughout, especially in that high school to college
God,
that had song lyrics in the letter.
Yeah.
And then the mixtapes, too.
Oh.
You got to hand out the mixtapes.
This part here, she just did tablature of the guitar solo.
I was going to say, did it say guitar solo?
Yeah, she
don't
know
here.
She didn't do that. She didn't know. She don't know how to write notes, but she did the tabs. Hearing this again is making me uncomfortable. Because I should have nailed her one last time, but couldn't have. This turned me off to Bryan Adams. Actually, now I'm thinking about it. It's not a bad song. You know, it's kind of a nice
here
little
we
song.
Go. This whole time.
I'm going to give her a call. You know, that was wrong of me.
I never knew about this transition.
Yeah, that was
97.
Well, 98 was when I got together with what ended up being the next
strong, but it was
late 97. I guess it was probably early 98 when it was. They didn't overlap because I hadn't done anything with the other one yet, but they were getting there. They were like, one just showed up out of the blue 2 years later.
Everything I do.
I'm reading that, and I'm like, all right, I got 3 more pages left. I read the whole song, like an idiot.
All 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
All 6 minutes.
That's from Jackie to John. Everything I do it for you. Now munch my box.
What's Kevin Costner's movie.
Yeah, it was weird. Oh, that's right.
It keeps going.
It doesn't stop. It has 2 false endings. It was a strange one, so. Brady's 80s weekend coming up Memorial Day, if you want to reminisce about it.
That won't be played.
Well, it will now. I'm going to throw it in.
You're going to throw it in?
I'm going to sneak in here and pop that in there. I miss you, baby. Because I used to be better at decision-making when it came to that kind of stuff. It's like, this chick's bananas. Gone.
I just missed the toss salad. I had to throw this one on for you.
I did. At the time, I'm like, that. I actually hated it the first time, but I was curious about, you got to give it a few. They say you do it 3 or 4 times before you get used to it. I didn't like it at all. She tossed the salad, and I'm like, I don't want you kissing my mom goodbye at Thanksgiving anymore. It's one thing to...
Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
No kissing family members.
One thing to take my crank like a battering ram. It's another thing to be bad. And then give my sweet Marcy catching lips with you is not going to happen twice after what you just
class
did.
Lady.
Yeah. You French kiss my mother with that mouth? Knock it off, you whore. Yeah, that was the Bryan Adams story. But I still have that letter.
Are you serious?
It's in a bag in my attic.
I was just going to ask.
I'll bring it in.
10-pager.
It was at least 10 pages. Bananas. I still have that somewhere in
my... What happened? How did you set that one free?
Well,
uh-oh.
You should ask. I don't know if I could tell this on the air.
Oh, come on.
So it was in my big... all right. So I picked her up after the letter. She was sobbing on the side of the road. She came to the house, dropped the letter off. I read the letter. And then I was going to drive over to her house, right? This is the night after I found out that she'd been with the Shaka Zulu tribe.
So
just
you're
damaged goods.
You're on your way. You're driving.
I'm on my way over there.
Who's going to take you home? Yeah.
No. I was listening to the cars because I made my... It was The Bachelor. I made my choice. I got to give the rose to the right one. So I'm on my way to the old one's place, and there's her car on the side of the street. Now, it had to have been an hour ago that the letter showed up, the note. And so I pull over, and she's there, and she's like, "Meet me in the corner here." So you get in a car at a parking lot. I start telling her, I'm like, "I just don't know. I don't know if this can happen, if we can rekindle. Your note was really nice." I didn't bring up the Bryan Adams part. And the next thing you know.
It's not you, it's me.
The next thing you know, on the thing in the pickup truck I'm in, it's just laid out. It's ready. Because somehow or another, she was so emotional. All she talked about was just some sort of humidity problem she had in her pants that needed to be taken care of, because it was also that time when I was ruining something else. I don't know what was going on. It's like she brought it up. So then she starts to go. So right after she started to talk to my nethers, she sat up, and I'm like, it's just not working out. Oh, that's how that officially ended.
You waited. Wow.
I waited to see if I could finish.
I got caught up in the
moment. Come on, what are you going to do? We were emotional. My man. So she gave it a good run.
You know what? Thanks for trying out.
I mean, she really did give it a really strong final push. And and I was like, I just, this is not right. Like, I don't like this at all.
She have salad
it sounds
again?
Like it was pretty clean.
No, like that. We were in the car. Salad. No, okay. I'm not going to throw my feet up under the on the hood liner. I'm not. All right, let's do this one last time. See your last audition attempt here. Remember that thing you used to do, Dan? So she gave it a good run, and it was, you know.
That was pretty clean. I mean,
yeoman's effort.
Got out of the car, and that was it.
Did a lot of crying, and I'm just like, I just don't feel. And I stopped her because I didn't. And then I went home and took care of my own stuff.
What?
But yes, I had to stop.
Oh, come on.
Look, it was going to be in there for another 10 or 12 minutes of me trying to. I couldn't do it. She was strong. Strong effort that last. And that was the end of it. And we talked a couple more times on the phone, but that's it. Then she went to jail for like.
Look, she got
OxyContin
a second. She got a
like
second try out.
I told you, I ran into her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, me and the ex. I'm not going to say where we were, but we ran into her, and she goes, "Well, do you work with John Holmberg?" I'm like, "Yep."
And she goes, "Sure do."
Yep.
She goes, girl.
Okay, tell him I said hi. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she's
she
very
was.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Still, man, she's a very pretty girl.
Couple of
but when you said
couple of tattoo teardrops.
Time in the jurt. But the worst case, I got out of that relationship. I had some fun. I just can't listen to Bryan Adams anymore because it's like
you disturbing.
It makes me think loonies. Gotta lose a loony. Can't have that lingering around.
That could be. Did you make that your firing song when you play that?
God, that's. Yeah, I did. Eric and I had a talk, and it was.
Oh, jeez.
Cue the.
What's going on? Well, step in here.
You're gonna get one last try.
You're going to have to try to blow me out of this.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I've only fired a few people, but not a Tony Romas. That was, oof, that should have been it. That was way before.
Now it was on repeat.
Oh, I used to, yeah, that thing was on a loop. Right, come in here for a second. Oh, no. You know what's going on. Here's your $2 pension, whatever, severance package. Get out. Yeah, so there's my Brady's 80s weekend story.
Wow.
We should all have to tell one based on our, but that was a 90s song.
Yeah, 91.
That was early 90s, so yeah. That will not make an appearance in Brady's 80s. You probably were a mixtape master.
Oh, yeah.
I
know they're still playing them. That's how good they are.
I never gave a mixtape to anybody. I made them, but it was all about, like, making myself miserable.
Like,
really? Yeah. I would make mixtapes about, like, how I felt. Like, John's sad.
Oh.
So I'd do, like, 20 songs on this mixtape of just misery and then drive around with that in my car. Just mixtapes. And then in junior high, I would make them and just sit in my room and listen and stuff. But it was always about a girl who didn't like me. That was my entire life from like age 12 to 21, was just girls who don't like me. That was about it. That was most of high. That's my life, really. It was most people. I accept that most people don't. So I think I made tapes to just confirm that. Like songs about being alone and like Gilbert O'Sullivan and.
I made some mixtapes, but then I got lazy and I just started buying the whole tape. Here's the New Kids on the Block. Shut the hell up.
There's a couple cuts on here that relate to us.
Yeah. Here's the whole thing.
Here's Milli Vanilli. I did that with Milli Vanilli.
Did you?
Blame It on the Rain, because this girl and I went out in my Jeep one time and she's like, oh my God, this is amazing. And she's like, Blame It on the Rain. I'm like, all right, if you like that. So I bought her the single. And then she's like, I like it. And then I went back and bought the whole tape. That was the girl that ended up on the roof with that guy. Remember that guy that I bought the flowers for and thought, where does it go? And then I go over to her house and she's literally on the roof with some kid. I'm like, what's going on here?
The closer.
Yeah, the kid who actually got it. And they're probably listening to Blame It on the Rain when he stole her flower.
I don't know where I got this stupid CD, but Blame It on the Rain.
And I'm outside crying. Good thing it's raining because you can't tell my tears. Idiot. Yeah, I used to make mixtapes for me. I never gave them to anybody.
It's funny remembering songs that you hear this song and it reminds you of that specific girl.
Yeah.
And there's because either they're fans of that group, and I mean, I can think of one right off the top. I didn't even know it existed, but it was the girl I was dating in high school, and I drove her to summer camp, which was about an hour and a half away.
Summer camp for high schooler?
Yeah, she was a counselor in training, she was a junior. She was going there
and
for
the
summer.
The song we remembered was the Alphabet Song.
No, she loved Journey.
Oh, one of those.
Oh, and it was complete, which was complete cornball to me at the time.
Yeah, I thought so too.
But then I can remember this song that it was Still They Ride.
Oh, yes.
Still They Ride.
I know you like that.
That's a good song. I don't care.
It's actually a good song. I'm with you.
It is.
You
know, as an adult, when I dropped her off, it was like that. I knew that was because I had just graduated, so I was heading off, and
you had to drop her off at her high school camp and get out of Dodge.
And it still told the story.
Now, as an adult, had the lovely Miss Jacqueline written me down. Still They Ride, I'd be like, that's a hell of a song. I have appreciation for the songwriting. Back then, I'm like, ah, Looney Tunes. Like, that took a lot of time. Like, you don't think about the personal energy and effort she put into telling me she liked me, which was my bugaboo throughout my life, is that I was like, nobody ever liked me. So I was like, oh, I would like that attention and stuff, and I threw it away. But she spent hours.
But there was a part, too. I mean... But there was already the relationship, and what happened, you know, that broke off.
Sure.
So there's a little bit of...
And you know what I'm
like,
thinking
you know
about?
What? I won.
There was a ton of that. There was a ton of I won. Here's another thing that dawned on me. One of the reasons that we broke up is because when we were kind of broken up, we still hung out a little bit, and we were laying at a park on a picnic table, and she looked up into the sky and said, what's the song from Fievel, the mice singing about the
we were just talking about it the other day, too.
When you look in the great sky, do you see the same stars as me kind of line? And she started to quote that song, talking about a guy she liked who was in the military and was overseas. She's like, do you think they see the same bright stars? And I'm like, wait a second, that's a line from that Fievel song. And I kind of thought to myself, she might be crazy. And then Bryan Adams confirmed it.
All she knows is lyrics.
All she speaks in lyrics.
I think this is it.
Oh, no. So it's Vanessa Williams and James Ingram. Do you look in the great big sea? I forgot the name of the.
You know, it's wild. It's still
somewhere out there.
That's what it is.
That's not.
Well, this is the
Vanessa
one from the
Williams.
Movie. This is from the movie.
She's auto-tuned.
This brings this relationship to a whole new level.
And there, unfortunately, at Tony Roma's.
This is going through your mind.
There was a small Jewish girl.
I'd have left if this version
There was
came
a small
too.
Jewish girl at Tony Roma's we called Fievel, and okay. I'd like to apologize to her as well. Oh, here you go. But we're sitting on the picnic table, and the same girl is talking about this guy she might. Well, I'm talking about a girl I might be interested in. I think we were playing the game to see if we're still.
Is it me?
Is it? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, exactly. So I'm like, and I'd still done stuff with her, but we were broken up. And she says the thing about, do you think that maybe when you look up at the big bright sky, we see the same stars no matter where we are? I'm like, no, idiot. Scientifically, the Southern Hemisphere has different constellations. They see, what? And then I realized, oh, she's quoting the Fievel tune.
Did you turn to James Ingram right then?
Yeah.
So take it away, James.
I should have quoted James Ingram. I should have done the duet of Crazy.
So when it ended, you know, after the Bryan Adams, did you open the door and let her out? You know what? The sun will come out tomorrow.
Sorry, buddy.
Out there, someone saying a prayer.
What are you doing?
I'm just talking to you like you in a language you can understand.
Find one another.
Yeah, and then I kind of realized that night, she's goofy.
So she was just plagiarizing lyrics left and
she was like Joe Biden. She just threw out what she'd read in the past and acted like it was hers. Yeah. I dated a plagiarist. That's what we've learned this morning. I should have sued her. Hey, that's trademarked, bitch. You can't do that. I'm calling ASCAP BMI. You owe fees for this conversation.
A guy got called out at the University of South Carolina. He gave the commencement.
He stole it. That happens every year in every college.
He wrote a letter to the student body afterwards. Want to apologize?
Yeah.
The last half of my speech was completely...
No, was from Animal House.
From a speech in 2014.
Right. Look.
State your name.
Every single commencement speech.
I forgot to give the guy credit.
Every commencement speech is stolen. It's just whether or not anybody recognizes it. Yeah. Period. Because our commencement speech was Jackie, the girl I'm talking about. And she did Gypsy Road by Cinderella. And we're like, this is great. We're going on the Gypsy Road because we were all gypsies at that point. None of us had a future. Anyway. Loony broads. And I'm sure, look, I'm sure...
Still They Ride came back. That was the one.
Oh, that?
Years, yeah.
That was Still They Ride?
Yeah,
I've met Still
I
They
felt
Ride.
Like, there's like, you're the winner.
Yeah.
After
it was meant to
getting
be.
Devastated.
It's that stupid poster. If you love something, let it go. And if it comes back to you, it's meant to be. And when they come back, you're like, this must be, like, we must be inevitable. We are drawn.
At least for tonight.
Yeah, well, you think so. Brady's Still They Ride story ends awesome. Should you tell it?
Yes.
I know. Do it for Brett.
Real quick.
Just give the ending. She comes back 20 years later. This is brutal.
On a birthday weekend.
One of my favorite Brady stories.
Here, let me give you some background music. Here we go.
Jesse Ryan. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Thought maybe this is it. This could be the one, you know.
Yeah, the one, yeah.
We're talking. It's like, why don't I come out for the weekend? All right.
Did you pay for the trip?
No.
Okay.
No, she came out, but, you know, I room and board.
You did set up a pretty nice situation.
And I set up a little weekend at the Boulders.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hadn't seen her in...
Oh, this is here.
Her birthday is...
Flew her out here. Flew her out from Ohio, right?
Yeah. Well, she was coming from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And our birthday weekend's hers was the next day. So, mine was first, her second. Her birthday weekend.
All right.
Did you have Still They Ride ready?
Didn't play it.
Oh, come on, really?
Crazy. Because I don't think I ever let her know that song reminded me of her.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right.
I didn't pen a letter together.
Right.
And
well,
sign Steve Perry.
If you need a person, I got a lady who can scribe this stuff.
Because I'm horrible with lyrics.
That's true. And writing. It's not your strong suit.
So anyway, he comes back and Friday night, we're out to dinner, and everything's going pretty well. We go to the Boulders. And there's just something right before it starts getting...
You start dry humping a little.
Yeah.
Get some hands on
it. Goes a little bit further, and she goes, hang on, I got to tell you something before we go any further. I've got herpes.
Oh!
Come on!
Did she post it? This is in your head the whole time.
Oh. Spin it around. Okay. Does that affect you?
No.
I just want to lay here with you.
Just enjoy the night.
And in my mind, it's like a mushroom cloud.
Yeah.
Deal breaker.
Still they ride cloud.
Still they ride.
What was that?
You've got to go now.
And she knew a lot about it. Like, you know, it's very controllable.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm lost. I'm gone.
You got to dig that out.
So did you go halfsies on the room at that point?
No.
She didn't.
You left Bill's weekend. Here. Weekend left and, you know.
Well, did you spend the whole weekend? I don't know that part.
Well, that was Saturday night and then Sunday.
Oh, you just checked out.
Yeah.
Oh, took her to the airport.
And, you know, we went to the restaurant there. And it was a great weekend other than I knew.
Other than herpes.
I'm out. But she's all in.
Brady, do you know
that? So a week later, she sends me a round trip ticket to Atlanta.
Oh, because you were such a gentleman.
I sent her a song, The Police Ghost in the Machine.
You ghosted.
I ghosted.
You dick.
I ghosted him. And
wow.
I
didn't even explain.
Her.
Oh, you did. Then you didn't ghost her. You actually explained.
Well, it was a ghosting of about 11 months.
Oh, that's pretty heavy ghosting.
And I finally.
You checked in 11 months?
My cousin.
You sent him an airline ticket a week later. And
I'll call you on Thanksgiving.
Wow. That's good stuff there.
Oh. I apologized. And the story, she gets into another relationship and asks me advice on it.
Yeah. Should I get in the bumps or not?
Well, no, not even that. This guy has a best friend that's a girl, but she doesn't want me to meet the best friend because it'll ruin the relationship. I'm like,
Still They Ride's a great song.
Oh, it is.
I might bang this bumpy chick of yours on this Still They Ride thing. That's a great
song. She's still with her.
Well, yeah, she's got a... Oh, what a song.
They've got a bumpy kid.
They've got a little lumpy kid. You got a little...
It worked out.
You got a little frog. This is a great song.
It is.
There's an overweight woman.
Driving
that's
after dropping her off at camp.
Yeah.
Still They Ride.
I'm thinking there's a 53-year-old woman right now listening. Thinking about some kid named Chad from high school right now because this is on.
I should probably call him. But first I need to lose about 900 pounds.
I can only imagine on the highway this guy in a navy blue... car was a Firebird. We drove her car there, dropped her off, and on the way home, this song's playing. Like, Dad, check out the dude in the mullet crying. Crying in the car.
This is a great... I forgot about Still They Ride. What's her number? Let's get her down here. You blew it. This girl had good taste.
Oh,
and love songs. Mine was a disaster. She chose the Robin Hood song. You got this.
Yeah, but at least you weren't with Bumpy Johnson.
Let's not jump to conclusions. I had... Yeah. Uh-huh.
Never mind.
There was an issue. Look, I can look past that stuff. There's sad. I don't have it. I
thought I could. I couldn't.
Yeah. All you can, I got to do is take a look at the landscape. You're pretty safe. Yeah, it's crazy.
Still
anyway, memory lane. Memory lane for Brady's 80s weekend. I had something else completely ready for the morning opening. We'll get to that in a second. It's 6:18. Still They Ride might have to be the wake-up song. It's phenomenal.
Wow.
I forgot how great that song was.
We got to have Larry add that into the...
Still They Ride. I mean, we'll break the city down. That's a goddamn song right there.
I got to get some Kleenex.
That's a goddamn song. At 618. Give us a wake-up song. 585-9800. Yeah, we'll get some Kleenex, because why? You got some open sores down around your genitals?
Get some salve out there.
Get some salve and some Kleenex. Got some weeping sores around my thighs. Everybody who's got herpes says,
it was a great weekend until...
The herpes?
Yeah, I did it.
Was black and white.
I had a girl tell me years at Tony Roma's that we started to get a little bit hot and heavy. We're going, and she goes, I have to stop. And I'm like, why? And she goes, I was at the doctor 2 days ago. And I'm like, oh, are you all right? And she goes, well, I'm in a lot of pain down there. I'm like, why? And she goes, I had to have some things frozen. I'm like, oh, that's terrifying. And I didn't know what that meant. And I asked a friend, it's warts. Oh. Like, you freeze warts. Get away from her. And I'm like, I didn't do anything because she said that. And she's like, oh, geez Louise. Dodge that one. So anyway, happy Tuesday, everybody. Give us that wake-up song, 585-9800. A good one, ready to go. Brady's 80s Weekend will include all the stories of that and more for Brady's memories. It'll take it down to a time machine. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, badass.